24342, Waterbury. My goodness gracious.
Being efficient.
Morning.
Morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
This is prejudicing the board by bringing an adorable child, you know. Kidding.
I'll have to start bringing kids then.
Just random ones from anywhere.
Would you identify yourself, sir?
Good morning. Sergeant John Imazo, IOMMAZZO, issuing through our Waterbury Police.
Thank you. Is there someone else who could take her outside, maybe?
It's just going to make really hard transcription.
Yeah.
We're talking the mic.
Thank you. And did you drop some? Yeah, okay. Sergeant, your opening statement?
Yes, good morning. The issuing authority denied on basis of suitability. Initially, the suitability was based off of a domestic violence incident that occurred in New York City in 2020. Additionally, in the packet, there were additional records that showed there was another arrest that occurred in New York City. It was a secondary that fed it, that sort of bolstered up the suitability factor.
Would you like to make a brief statement at this time, sir?
Yes.
You'll have time to give your whole case in a minute. This is just a very brief statement of your case.
Okay. From the first case of the...
Well, you have to speak up. I could record here from the first case. Okay.
Yeah. And then the second case here, it was expunged.
Sergeant, your case?
Yes, good morning. The appellant, the primary incident was a domestic violence incident, although I listed it for second in my submission. The primary incident which led to the denial of suitability was a domestic violence incident that occurred on 10/15 of 2020 in New York City. The resulting charges from that were, just kind of lead off with that, is that the assault with intent to cause physical injury with a weapon, strangulation second, criminal mischief third, property greater than $250, and criminal possession of a weapon in fourth degree, firearm weapon. Covers all. So, as with all New York City cases, they are very brief in their articulation. But as stated by the NYPD report, the victim stated she was home when the defendant, who was her husband, came home with the defendant's girlfriend, and the defendant took the victim's cell phone and damage it and put both hands around the victim's neck and applied pressure, causing the victim to lose consciousness for 2 minutes. The victim stated the defendant used a power drill to hit all over her body and broke the victim's nail. Victim complained of pain but refused medical attention on scene. The victim stated the defendant works for a family member but unknown where he went. Described the vehicle and gave an address of where he's usually located. He has no access to guns and body worn camera was activated. So it was very concerning for us in that there was a physical domestic violence incident. By the appellant's own admission in his application, there was a protective order put in place, but again, due to New York City's unique reporting system, there's no way to get access to that. see any details of it, but like I said, in his application, he disclosed it. The physical nature, the fleeing of the scene, the use of additional items to cause physical harm to the victim, all very, very significant. The second incident goes back to 2011. The appellant was arrested for patronizing a prostitute, was charged with patronizing a prostitution in the third degree. And again, the New York City Police Department's record showed that the appellant offered an undercover agent $50 for sex, and hence the arrest was made. I just want also to sort of add to all this that these things occurred, although the second incident was 2011, the first incident was, the primary incident was in 2020. The appellant applied in 2023, so we're only talking a short, just a little under 3 years from that incident when he applied. I should also note that the appellant was 43 years old when this incident occurred. So any assertions that they were younger or of a younger age, I think this shows that the appellant was of a mature age where I believe the issuing authority believes he should not have done any of these things. The prostitution incident occurred in 2011. He was 31 years old. So again, we're not going back in time where he's 18, 19, too young to understand. I think he's a grown adult, well-established adult, enough years of life experience for these things to be a significant concern. He's 45 today, so again, not a significant amount of time has transpired from these incidents to today, and even from the application itself.
Are there any questions you'd like to ask the sergeant? Questions from the board?
Sergeant, any convictions that are on the record?
As it appears in the databases, those convictions don't show. The appellant did submit a form that was in his packet. I'm not sure if that was from New York City or where that came from, but like I said, as of the databases of this morning, those incidents don't show. But again, he also self-disclosed.
Mm-hmm. Any other questions from the board?
Legitimately, maybe I missed it. Does he have convictions on his record?
I do not see any convictions.
Okay. So no convictions?
To the best of my knowledge, no.
Okay.
But there was a protective order.
Again, that was self-disclosed. New York City is...
difficult?
Interesting.
I like interesting.
Interesting.
I like interesting better in terms of getting records from it.
Any other questions?
Where was the...
She's got her hands full, hasn't she?
Was the where's the protective order disclosed?
In page 3, where the question is about.
I see it down there. Yep, I see it down there. Thank you very much. Yep, good. Thank you.
Sir, would you like to make your case?
Yes. So, with this case with my ex-wife, right? She was seeing someone else, right? And I found out that she was seeing someone else.
Could you speak a little louder, please?
She was seeing someone else, and I found out that she was seeing someone else. So I move on with my life, just as how she did. And then she was still living at my family house, right? And I asked her, I said to her, this cannot work, right? You're seeing someone else? I'm seeing someone else too. So I came in with my screw gun. I was taking down a TV to start it to video, take out her phone to start it to video me. And I snatched a phone
and I run my drill through the phone. And afterwards, she asked me for it. My daughter was right there. My older daughter was right there. As a matter of fact, my only daughter was there. And my father was in the kitchen as well, cooking in that same area. So I didn't put my hands on her. She planned this before because the person that she was working with told me, she even write me a letter when I was going to court, say she planned out all of this. I got two letters between the person that you work with and her best friend on this case here. So, as I said before, I never touch her, and she is a brown-skinned girl. If I hit her all over her body, the cops them come at the same time, they took pictures of what, you look at the pictures, you can't see no sign of any evidence. If somebody choke you and you're brown, for you to pass out, it's gonna show on you. Nothing like that either. So I think based off of after that.
Stop. Yeah. If you're going to be a witness, you'll need to come forward in a bit.
Okay. We'll call you up when we're ready. When it's ready. All right. We'll work with you.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Yes. So I think based off what they see, and as I said, if someone choke you and you pass out, you can't know how long you passed out for to tell somebody that all of this what she did was just a lie. And just because I'm an American citizen and I'm helping her, like I'm married to her and helping her to get her papers. And I think because she go out and cheat and find someone else, and then she realized that I found someone else because I find out what she was doing, then she wanna use this on me.
So you dispute the facts that have been stated about you. You think the facts that are wrong that the sergeant has told us about.
Yes, it is wrong.
Did you go to court on that case, sir?
Yes, I did went to court. And
what was the court decision?
They said I must do an 8-hour anger management class, and then after that, the case was expunged.
And you were living in New York at that time?
Yes, ma'am.
How long have you lived in Connecticut?
3 years, going on 4 years.
Would you like to call a witness?
Yes, please.
Okay. Now.
Lots of babies here.
And did you take the oath?
Oh. Well, did you swear to tell the truth?
Yes, in the beginning.
Okay.
Oh, yes.
Okay. Okay. Would you like to ask her questions?
Yeah. She was there with me. I just would like you to explain what happened.
Who is she? His wife?
She's my wife.
Okay, thank you. So on the day of the incident, I walked in. She actually took a picture of me, and she was saying that she was going to send it to her friends. And I expressed to him that I did not feel comfortable with that. I didn't know she was home. So he went to take the TV down, and she was just berating him, just not hitting him, but she was just like attacking him verbally. He took her phone. He did run the drill through it, but that was it. He didn't hit her or anything. She did leave the house, and that's when she called the cops and mentioned that he hit her. That wasn't the case.
Sergeant, do you want to ask a witness any questions?
Were you married, the victim in the first case, were you married, are you married, or are you no longer married? to that woman? I'm asking him.
Oh, okay.
I was, but I'm no longer.
So you, so you're divorced? You were divorced?
Yes, I'm divorced.
Okay. Just a question, because there was a mention of you were, you married her to get her papers. Is that what? If I, did I understand that correctly?
No, I didn't marry her to get her papers. I married to her, and I was helping her out to get her papers at the same time.
Okay.
But it wasn't a marriage for paper.
Do you have any children with her?
No.
Questions from the board?
So, if I understand, both of you are saying that there was no strangulation and no hitting with the drill?
No.
No?
None at all.
Okay, thank you.
But was that the incident that led to the protective order?
Yes.
Okay. Other questions?
On your application, it says you're an Uber driver?
I'm an LLC owner, and I also do Uber whenever business is slow.
Okay, what business? Just what do you do for work?
Construction.
She's fine.
She's doing good.
She's well occupied.
For clarity, the criminal possession of a weapon, what was the weapon?
A screw gun.
A screw gun?
Yes.
Okay. For Sergeant,
yep.
We have that account from the officer of the statement that was provided?
Yes, this is their, I hate to actually say this out loud, but this is their report.
Yeah.
As the detective said, it's very interesting dealing with them. This is...
sort of is what it is.
It is, unfortunately, and it makes any further things difficult.
Okay.
So this is the official record.
Yep. So we don't really know outside of the statement that was gathered what happened with the case besides the disposition that was, sounds like we did an 8-hour program and dismissed.
Correct.
Expunged.
I mean, I don't want to draw any conclusions, but I mean, I would tend to believe that would be more in lines with a conviction if he was ordered to perform a class.
Sounds like a program. Sounds like a program and a dismissal to me. Right. Yeah.
And otherwise, we'd see that conviction.
Yeah.
Maybe.
I would agree with the maybe. Yes.
Cool.
And just another point of clarification: the appellant did disclose all of this on his application to the board.
He did, and that. That's why I want to make clear I'm not sort of holding that against him. I mean, that's, I commend him for disclosing that. But it obviously led to a deeper investigation where the report was you know, presented.
Any other questions? Mr. Gary?
No.
Okay. No other questions? Okay. Would you like to make a final statement? Close out your case?
You don't have to.
Yeah, you don't have to. If you've already said enough, that's fine.
No, I don't think I have anything else to say.
Okay. Sergeant.
You know, the issuing authority still stands by its denial due to suitability. I know that we cover this issue. It's been covered multiple times today in terms of time. I think due to the conflicting stories. I mean, the appellant and his witness state one thing, the official record states another. There was a criminal case involved with that, there was a protective order involved with that. So I think we tend to put a little more weight towards that end of it, of the victim. But again, he has no long-term record on his criminal record, so I would balance that. But it would lend me to say that it was enough of an incident that occurred, and also by his own statements today, that something did occur, and a little more time between that incident and a pistol permit would be more than reasonable in this expectation. And it was only less than three years on application, and it's really only less than 5 years now, so from this incident.
Thank you. Colonel Overturf?
This is a denial by Waterbury Police Department. The denial is for suitability. The basis of the denial is a 2020 domestic violence incident that occurred in New York City. The issuing authority provided a police report in which the appellant was arrested, charged with assault, strangulation, second, criminal possession of a weapon in the fourth degree. The report described, and this would be from the victim's account, that the appellant, they were married at the time, damaged her cell phone, placed both hands on her neck until she passed out, also struck her with a power drill. The appellant testified that that's not what occurred. They were seemed to be ending their relationship. She was with someone else. The appellant was with another person also. He went in to remove a television. The estranged wife at the time began filming him. The one thing that is seems to be in common on both the testimony and the report is that the appellant took the cell phone and put his drill through it. Both the appellant and his current wife testified that he never touched her, did not strangle her, did not strike her with the drill or screw gun. And I believe the report showed there were no injuries visible. It's probable that the court case, the appellant did an 8-hour program and the case was dismissed. The appellant had one other issue in 2011, which I'm not taking too much into account from that. The appellant has no record in Connecticut, seems to be employed, is married, and no other issues.
Thank you. Comments by the board?
I think it's tough to connect an incident with no substance, no conviction, and we don't have a real account, nothing substantiating the argument to hold against the appellant from 5 years ago. And living in Connecticut, no record. That'll be what I consider in the decision.
Yeah, it's, I guess we don't have a witness statement from the ex-wife. We have some type of report that's not even really well articulated. That's sort of how I feel also. I sort of agree with Mr. Gray on that a little bit.
Okay, Detective Johnson.
Appellant.
Colonel Lewis.
Appellant.
Colonel Overturf.
I'm going to vote for the appellant.
Mr. Gray.
Appellant.
Attorney Sinetti.
Appellant.
Dr. Conrad.
Appellant.
I vote appellant also.
Let me say before you leave, you have two wonderful children there. Please, when you get your permit, make sure your firearms are locked up securely so curious kids don't get hold.
Thank you guys very much.
Okay, thank you.
Good luck.
Thank you so much.
Take one.
And